NDO Truck, this is Josh.
Hey Josh, how are you?
Not too bad, what can I do for you?
Yeah, this is Joe Wilson calling from Orbit. We have a website
Oh,
in
okay.
you guys.
Yep.
Bad might have
So
told
we
you
do
about it.
have. What's that?
I was saying Bad might have told you about it.
Yeah, yep, he did. So we do have a kind of a list here of things that we want to get changed on here, and then also some questions too.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
So do you have the page pulled up in front of you?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So the first one, so on a lot of the pictures on here, it's like even just straight on the home page, you guys took the Jagwing logo versus Jagwing snowplows, and you put it on like everything. You put it right on the face of the plow. You put it on the side of the truck.
I'm not able to hear you correctly. Can you?
So
I
the
think.
Jagwing logo versus Jagwing snowplows in black and red and white. On the homepage, so there's a stainless steel plow on the side of that blue truck. So
Yeah.
You guys stuck it on the side of that, and then you also stuck it on the side of the truck, and then you did with almost every other picture on here. We want all those removed, so we don't want those on there. We don't want it to say Jagwing 30 times on the same page. So, because there's already a sticker on the plow that says Jagwing, and you guys just took the logo and copied and pasted it on even bigger, so it just doesn't look good.
Yeah, of course. It will be removed. That's not a problem.
Okay, and then all the pictures, every picture that you guys put it on that wasn't already in the picture, we need you to take them off.
Oh, well, that was told, we were told to go ahead and set up all of the logos and all of the pictures. Or as I said, that is the reason. It was all, you know, like you want right now. It was like that before. All right, but Mandy came in and she told us, like, hey, we want all of the logos over there and everywhere on the website. So we were like, okay, well, then
okay.
That is the reason
yeah,
we set
no.
up over there.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. She, so we're not having her do this anymore because she doesn't work here anymore. So we're just kind of going to change it back.
Are she not working there anymore?
No, she just didn't have an understanding of what we were trying to achieve with this, so that's what I'm working on.
I got it. I got it. Not a problem. All right, all of the logos will be removed.
Okay. So then also, next thing, so that the same image on the home page, it cycles between two images that are exactly the same, which is fine. We wanted to add more images anyways, but it cycles like every 1 second. So the image stays there, and then every 1 second it cycles to the next image. Can you
Yes.
Can you change cycle time?
I will go ahead and you know, maximize the time, so it's not changing every
okay.
second. It will change like every
yeah,
5 seconds, or 5 seconds, or 10 seconds.
Yeah, so can, yeah, look, I think we're preferring like 6 seconds per picture.
6 seconds?
Yeah,
sure.
If that's an
option. Sure. Let me make a note of it. Okay. All right.
The next thing on the list, so also with the homepage, that picture, it says add capacity. Increase efficiency, save your time and money. All that writing, can you take off there? We just want a blank picture of the truck.
Sure.
And then also in little letters below it, it says disappeared. It says highly adaptable, lightweight truck, tucks tight, sits high. Those little letters. Can you also remove those too?
Where is that?
There's two images, but it only comes up on the first image.
Oh, okay.
So
the little writing, the little one, the highly adaptable one?
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
those
we will
letters.
Remove all of the writing on that page. That's not a problem.
Okay. So where it says, it has that link where it says, what can the Jagwing do for you? You can leave that on there because that'll take you to a page where it kind of just describes what the plow can do. So
yeah, what Jagwing can do
as
for
far
you
as
guys.
The other writing. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Got it. All
right. So then next thing we were looking at was, so that top banner where it says Jagwing and it says home Jaguar Information Products, find dealer, become a dealer, that whole banner, can you design it so that way when you scroll down, it disappears instead of staying,
yes,
staying prominent at the top?
Of course, we can go ahead.
Okay. It just kind of takes up a lot of room so that way when you try to read the bottom of the page, it looks like a lot of it's covered just because of that banner. So I have it like so it's fixed just with the top of the page. That way when you scroll down, it disappears.
It will disappear. Got it.
So the next thing, where'd it go? So if you click on the next page where it says Jagwing Information, and scroll down a little bit, it says Tux Tai Satai, and there's a picture next to it with a red plow and
a truck.
Steel dump body and a white truck. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Mm-hmm.
So can you make that image the homepage image?
You want that image to be the on the homepage with the truck?
Yes. Yep. So that blue truck with the stainless steel plow, that one we just want that on this page only like once or twice. So you can actually switch those two if you want.
Okay, on the homepage.
And then so on the Jaguar, at the top of the Jaguar information page, that same picture where it's that blue truck with that silver plow on the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
That one, can you also take that picture off? Just because that model we don't really specialize in. We only sell a few of them. We want to highlight the ones that we sell more of.
Okay, so do you guys sell the truck as well with the snow removal?
No, so the only thing we are selling is that plow, that silver
the
thing
plow?
In the back of it.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to highlight here.
Okay, all right, so we're not highlighting the trucks or anything about it. We're just highlighting the plows. That is our product.
Yes, but you can use the whole picture. Like, if it shows the dump body and a salt spreader in the back of it.
So people can see how it will look.
Yes, but it's mostly, if we send you a picture but it's not the right size and you have to cut a little bit of it off, just make sure it's not the plow that gets cut off, that back plow.
Sure. Not a problem.
The next thing was, so the hours at the top of the page where it says our hours of operation.
Just give me a minute. Where are they? Hours of operation.
It should be at the very top of the page. Yeah, it's in the red banner at the very top.
Oh, yeah, hours of operation.
Yep, it should say Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Just give me a minute. Monday to Friday?
Yep, Monday through Friday.
7 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Yep, perfect.
All right, I got it. And is there any specific timing for Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.?
Nope, still 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All right, so they're the whole, all of the days. Okay. All right.
So the next thing, so on every page except the home page, so like the top of the Jaguar information page, the products page, find a dealer, become a dealer, it has this red tint to it, this red highlighting.
What was that?
So at the top of the Jaguar information page, the products page, the find a dealer page, all those pages, the image or the background has a light red, almost a pink tint to it.
Oh, yeah.
Can we get rid of that just so it's not like a highlighting?
Do you want me to go ahead and highlight the white thing so it's showing all red?
The white letters, can you do like a slight black shading around each letter?
Mm-hmm. Of course, well, we can go ahead and adjust the fonts.
Okay. But as far as the red tint that covers the whole image, can you get rid of that?
Okay, do you want me to get rid of the red?
So it's just the red tint that's in that image.
Okay.
So
I'll...
at the top of the Jaguar information page, or not at the top, but the image in the Jaguar information page, the big one, has a red tint to it. Same with products. There's no image for products, but it still has a red tint to it. It's more like a pink tint. It's same with find a dealer and become a dealer. All those pages have a reddish hue to it.
Mm-hmm.
We just want that removed.
Okay, I'll remove it. But in the become a dealer, there is a truck picture. Can you see it?
Yep.
All right, so we will remove the pinkish tint from over there, okay? So it's not showing any kind of pinkish over there.
Okay, yeah, so just so it's a regular image and not doesn't have that pinkish haze over it.
Okay.
So our home page, the main home page, just seems really busy. Seems like there's a lot of things on there.
Yeah, a lot of writing.
Yeah, so it just seems like a lot of writing, a lot of different options, a lot of things to click on. So if you scroll down a little bit, it says parts category, and then it gives you the option of plow components or electrical and hydraulics. Can that whole section be put under products?
Yeah, that whole section can be set up in products. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Do you want the homepage to be on point and crystal clear, like, you know, a really good one, interactive? Because I can see that a lot of things are going on the homepage, and people might get a little scared about it.
I mean, yeah, so realistically, it's only one product. It's just one plow that it's selling. It's not like a car dealership where there's like 40 different cars or whatever that you can choose from. It's just one plow.
It's just one plow that this is our product that we're focusing on, correct? And we do not have a lot of products to sell.
Yeah, so it's just one plow, but the parts category is going to have like 40 different parts because there's 40 different parts that make up this one plow.
Do you have the plow, then you have the instruments to install it and as well, right? The rods and everything about
so
it.
Just the parts that make up the mounts, the wiring, the controller.
The chains.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different parts, but that would be part of a complete unit if somebody bought a complete unit. Like, you go out and you buy a truck. You buy a whole truck. You don't buy the wheels, the tires, the steering wheel.
Of course.
But you can get, like, if you need a
separately.
Part for it, you can get a part for it. Yes. Yep, exactly. So that's what the parts category is going to be. So that parts category will have all the different parts that make up the plow if they need something repaired.
Got it.
So we just kind of just want to make this as simple as possible, just like a simple page layout because it's only really highlighting one product.
Got it.
Also,
got it.
In that same parts category where it says plow components, electrical, hydraulics, can you make it electrical and hydraulic? Those are two different. It should say electrical and hydraulics.
Electrical and hydraulics.
Yep, in that same. So just right now it just says electrical, hydraulics. It should say electrical and hydraulics.
Got it.
Under the same category. All right. Let's see. So at the very bottom of the page, it doesn't matter which page you're on, at the very bottom, you kind of have that overview of it says products, support, you know, contact us.
Well, that will be there because that is the footer of the website.
Yeah, the footer, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. So so it says Jagwing snowplows on there twice. The image on the right-hand side is squished. It's not proportional. But since there's already one on the left side, can we have that one on the right removed?
Do you want me to go ahead and remove the right one? Okay, that's on the line of the red and white?
Yes, yep.
Okay, just give me a minute. Just give me a quick minute. All right, okay. That will be taken care of.
Okay. Also, let's see here. Bottom banner. Rematch, become dealer, delete. Okay, so next will be under the become a dealer page. So it says dealer advantages. Can we have all that removed? Where it says dealer advantages, then it lists
all right.
Whatever it looks like.
Like there are some points over there. Yeah.
So half, because half of those points don't even go with dealer advantages. They're just advantages to the plow, not what the dealer gets.
Oh,
So
okay.
just called, like it says, it plows up to 50% more snow in a single pass. That's not a dealer advantage. That's an advantage of the plow itself.
All right, well, I'll get it removed because then what? This might be on your previous website, so that is the reason my development team got it off from the previous one. Or
okay.
I think Mandy might have sent it.
Yeah. So just dealer advantage and everything below that, just
I'll remove it.
Basically, this page will just be like a form to fill out that they can email us with an information on their company.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. And then as far as to the right where it says become a dealer and it has those options to fill out. Can
That's
we,
a form.
The form. I'm going to give you a list of what we want, kind of going down in order of what we want exactly put on there.
Okay. All right. Not a problem.
I think it, what do we got? I think 7 things that we're going to have you put kind of in order. Because right now it says company twice on there, and then it has a couple other options. But we wanted to change a few of them, just the big things that we're looking for when we do look for dealers.
Sure, sure.
You ready to kind of go down through them?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the first one, it'll say company, so they'll put the company name.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, it'll say name. So
mm-hmm.
they'll just put their name. The next one will be title, so if they're like the CEO or the owner or just a manager or whatever.
Okay.
Next after that will be phone number.
Okay.
Next after that will be address.
All right.
And then next after that will be their email.
Email, okay.
And then after that, it'll say about. So
about the...
Yeah, they'll just say about, and then they'll just fill in, you know, about them, what kind of company they are.
So it should be, like, about you, so they can go ahead and... about you.
So about your company.
About
but
your...
we just wanted to say about.
Okay, sure. What more?
And then that should be it.
That should be it? Okay. All right.
Yep.
I'll just cut it down.
And then, let's see. Kind of going down my list to make sure I get everything.
Mm-hmm. Did you had a thorough review of the website?
What's that?
I was saying that did you had a thorough review of the website?
Yeah. So this is... We're kind of just going over everything that we wanted to change on here and whatnot. So we tried looking at this website up. So we emailed it to our phones and looked at it through our phones because there's a mobile version.
Yeah, it's the mobile version will be fixed once the website is ready to go live. Not before that.
Okay. So just looking at the mobile version on our phones, though, I don't know if you guys have tested it, looking at it on your phones, but it just seems like a lot of the stuff is distorted. A lot of the images don't really... break down to a mobile version.
The mobile version will be fixed once the website is ready to go live. All of the things on the desktops are fixed. All right, then we work on the mobile version before it is set to go live.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, not before that.
And then I think that you had a couple questions for us as far as the advertising and then also writing content.
Icon.
So the rewriting content, I think you said something about how Google red flags whenever you copy
I was having a word with Pat yesterday, all right, because he's the owner and I am the head of department over here, all right. You will be getting in contact with Sam Jones. He is the one who is taking care of this project, all right, and he delivers all of the things to me. All right, and then I take care of it because I take care of the production and my project manager, both of them side.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because,
yes.
I mean, as far as rewriting what we want to say, it's pretty much exactly the same as what our old website say. We just really want to change the layout and ease of use of the new website. But as far as the writing and how things are worded on the old website, we still want to use that. So I don't know trying to come up with stuff to rewrite what we used to have on our old website, we would rather just use the same wording. Like if there's a paragraph on there that describes what the plow is, we'd rather use that same exact thing. And we were wondering if there was any way around that copyright as far as just being able to use the same one, because...
Yeah, because... because
we own the website, so I just wonder if you need a form from us that says you have permission to reuse it, or how we can kind
of... Well, of course, that is the reason I was trying to explain to Pat yesterday as well, that the content that is on the previous website was already uploaded over to the internet, all right? And it is indexed and stuff and all as well. All right, so Google knows that this website has this kind of content already. And if we're going to go ahead and start using the previous content on a newer website, then, of course, Google will have issues while they go ahead, the robots, all right, the crawlers that Google uses, all right, to go ahead and crawl the website, crawl the keywords and the stuff about it, all right. So we're going to have issues, all right. Google will red flag, or Google will strike, like, this is a copyright thing. This website is already being copied from another website. So, of course, Google, because that website has already been there on internet for a couple of years, I suppose. But this is a new website, so it will have issues.
Okay. So is there any way around that? Is our only option to kind of shut down the old website and delete it? And then,
The previous website, we will be shutting down the previous website because this website will go over there, all right, and replace to that one, all right? But the content is already feeded into the Google's, you can say, servers, all right? That the content, because Google reads all of the website and then it shows it onto the search engines. Otherwise, it will not be able to go ahead and show any of it. So what I suggested, Pat, that go ahead and get it redone, all right? Like, just go ahead and change some of the phrases or anything about it. Just go ahead and revamp the whole content for the website. So changing the words, changing some of the lines, changing something like that, we'll go ahead and, of course, we will have a chance to go ahead and bypass that. So that was I was suggesting over to him.
Okay. He just wanted it because he didn't really want to rewrite some of those captions. He just wanted to use
the... Yeah, we can go ahead and use some of the captions, of course, but the majority, we can go ahead and revamp it, of course.
Okay. So can you use as much as you can and then just let us know what would be too much, and then we can kind of go from there as far as rewriting some of the stuff versus rewriting everything?
Well, do you have a professional content writer that can write the content for the website?
No, we kind of just did this ourselves.
Well, it needs to be Google accepted and SEO friendly as well.
Okay.
So it needs to have a professional content writer, because you do have a profession, right? And you're professional in that field. All right, and I'm a professional in taking care of the development team, development side of the website, and the project management as well. My CEO might have a lot of good qualities in him, all right, but Pat might have a different kind of profession. So there are content writers for the websites who write the content in a professional manner with Google, following the Google guidelines. All right, so we do need to go ahead and allocate a resource that can go ahead and write the content for the whole website, revamp the whole website content. All right, the one that you do not want to change, you can just let us know. We won't touch it. All right, other than that, we need to go ahead and make sure that it is Google-friendly and SEO-accepted as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was elaborating over here yesterday with Pat as well, and I was asking about him, like, how do you guys think that you will be able to market this brand? Because I can see right beneath, if you can see on the footer, you can see Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube over there.
So right now we only have we mostly use Facebook and Instagram, and we do have a YouTube, but we don't upload that much on there. But right now it's just those three things. It would be Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Mind if I can check your page, JJAG Wing on Facebook?
Our Facebook page would be... Actually, I believe our Facebook page is just the MDI Truck one.
MDI Truck and... Okay. Well, I suppose that the MDI Truck and JJAG Wing are both two different entities.
Yeah, so MDI Truck is our company as far as where we do repairs and upfitting of trucks. And then Jagwing is a product that we make in-house that we also sell to.
So Jagwing is a sister company of MDI Truck, correct?
Yes, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. So MDI Truck is repairing and stuff and all about trucks and repair shop, and JJAG Wing is about plow, snow plows.
Yeah, so that's the plow that we make in-house. We make it here.
Okay, so I suppose that as a professional, I think that JJAG Wing snow plow should have a different page than MDI Truck.
That's what we were thinking too, and I don't believe we have one yet. I think we just have the MDI one, and we just kind of post everything on there. We post the Jag Wing and then also everything else that we do too. So we'd probably have to make up a new one of those. And then the same thing goes for our Instagram too. Our Instagram
So who is taking care of your marketing site? Like, who's marketing this brand?
My brother.
Your
so
brother?
Just one of the other guys that work here too.
Okay. All right, because we do provide the marketing stuff, all right, like for Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, wherever you guys want to go with, all right, like posting for like 4 days a week or 5 days a week probably, and then content and everything about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I will get with Pat on that one and double check as far as what we got for marketing and then also where we're trying to go with the marketing.
Sure. Well, that is not a problem. Well, do you know what is an SEO?
An SEO?
Yeah. Google search engines or Microsoft or Yahoo?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how it works? With the keywords and meta tags and all? Okay. Well, because the content will be there, all right, and it needs to be revamped and then submitted over that, the content will be rewritten and will be submitted over to Google headquarters for check up on the plagiarism or any of the copyright thing or anything about it, all right? Well, as we will be doing that for you guys, all right, so we need to go ahead and make sure that, because we do have a reputation in front of Google, we'll make sure that whatever the website, because Google did provide us some guidelines that we need to go ahead and follow at all times, and if we're not following it, Google will red flag us as well, all right, because so we need to go ahead, because everybody on the internet follows Google. And if Google is down, then, of course, there's a chaos. And you know it. All right? Because you might always search everything upon Google or Bing or Yahoo. All right? Nobody uses Yahoo nowadays. Everybody uses Google or mostly Bing. Am I correct?
Yeah.
All right? So what happens is that Google runs on the search engines. All right? And if we're going to go ahead and type in, like, the content for you guys, all right, it needs to be Google accepted first. All right? And then SEO friendly. The keywords, the meta tags, and the robot.txt file should be there. All right? And that is when we're going to go ahead, because this is a new website. It needs to have the new meta tags. It needs to have a new revamped content and the robot.txt file as well. So Google can go ahead and read the content that is written on the website and let people know if they're searching regarding snowplows, your website should come up. All right.
So
other than that, if it's not coming up,
if they say if they type in side wing plow, even though that's not what it's called, it's somewhere on the website, so it kind of links them to our page, right?
Yes,
just
of
like,
course.
Like a smart text. That,
well, that's yeah, of course. Well, that's what I was trying to portray over here. So if someone even searches about the snow plows or anything like that, snow plows for trucks, all right, your website, the Jag Wing should come up over there. And if it's not coming up over there, then of course it is of no use. You will not be getting any kind of traffic on the website. But the whole goal for creating a website is to get business and not to just create a website and not do anything about it. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
If I go ahead and search snow plows, all right, for trucks, all right, I am seeing is Fisher Plows of Lee, all right, Upstate NY Plow and Truck Body, EM Cuts INC, and Myers Products and all right, Boss Plow and everything else about it. But I'm not seeing Jag Wing anywhere, all right? So that is a hurt as a pain point for me, all right, that I'm not seeing our product over there, all right? Well, Google should recognize it and should show it over there at least, all right? Not on the first page, but on the second page or the third page. So this is what SEO does for you guys. Like, it helps in the content and on the search engines as well.
Okay, yeah. Yep, I definitely get that, understand that.
Yeah, so we need to go ahead and make sure that the content is SEO friendly, all right, and
Okay.
Google accepted as well. Yep. So
Okay.
we
Yep.
do. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Well, we do need to go ahead and write the content, of course, for the whole website. All right. There will be what we usually do is there will be a content team allocated. All right. For a resource will be allocated for you guys. All right. So they can go ahead and have a review of the previous website, what kind of content you guys have written. All right. And who wrote the content for the last website, like the previous one?
I do not know. We know it was done a long time ago.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I can check with Pat. Do you guys need permission from the old writers?
No. We don't need any kind of permission, but my team will go ahead. Do you have access to the previous website as well? Do you have it with you or not?
Access as far as changing stuff on it or just looking it up?
Yes. No, just changing stuff from the back end.
I believe Pat does. I can double check with him as far as getting...
Well, can you ask him, because we will be needing that, so we can just go ahead and get all of the portal information from inside of the website and set it up on the new one.
Okay, yeah, I can get that from him. Do you want me to ask him right now?
Yes, please, if you can, so I can provide it to the
okay.
team so they can go ahead and start working on it.
Okay, hold on one sec. Let me go grab him.
Sure. Sure. And the password?
So the login, it just we have it down as the website, and then this just looks like that. Add. This just looks like a search engine, or like you just type that into Google / that. It doesn't look like a login.
Can you send it over the email for me?
Our password doesn't have an email on here, so I don't think this is actually it. Let me put you on hold quick and go grab the passwords again.
Sure. hello. Yeah, hey.
Yeah, so I will have to get back to you on that password. We can't find it right now. But I will get back
to
you.
But it might be the access for the backend for the website. All right. And where did you guys got that domain from?
I don't know. I'll have to check with Pat on that one. ACS, I believe. Is that, would that be?
ACS.
We have a lot of the website information as far as the passwords. We have a bunch of the passwords on here, and we're just trying to figure out which one actually goes to the to log into.
Is that a possibility that you can share it over the email so we can figure out which one is it?
Well, we have, there's like 8 different passwords and logins on here, and some of them might not have to do with the website. Some of them
okay.
do. We just, so we're trying to, we got to figure out which one's which. So.
Okay.
I have to email that over to you. What would be a good email that I can, when we do find it, we can send it right over to you as soon as we figure it out which one it is?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can send it to Sam Jones. All right, let me just go ahead and let you know on the email, okay? Just give me a quick minute. Are you ready with the pen and paper so I can let you know about the email?
Yep, go ahead.
All right. Well, that is sam.jones@orbitdesignagency.com.
Orbit Designs at, what was the end of that?
It's orbitdesignagency.com. Not designs. It's just design.
Oh, design.
Yeah.
Designagency.com?
Yes.
Is agency with an S at the end or no S?
Agency. The CY.com? No S at the end.
Okay. No S, yep. Okay. Sam.Jones@orbitdesignagency.com?
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. So as soon as we figure out which password it is, we can get that sent over to you and the email or whatever the username login is.
Yeah, okay, because we will be needing that, so we can just go ahead and grab the backend information, whatever, because it is a old framework, all right, that we need to go ahead and take out the information from. And that website was, I suppose, built in, 2005 or 2003 maximum. All right, I suppose that might be the year that the website was made, I suppose, because the domain I can see was bought in 2003, I suppose.
Yeah, it was definitely, it was done a long time ago.
Yeah, so it will be a hard time to go ahead and chase all of the links and the backend information from the website. So that is the reason I'm trying to start it early, all right? Because the whole website, the front end has been created. Now we do have to work on the back end, so that is the reason I need the access for the back end of the website, so we can go ahead into that and get everything about it.
All right.
Okay.
I think that should be everything as far as going over the page, getting the login, so I have to grab that for you, the advertisement areas, so I will check with Alex, who does our Facebook and our Instagram, and I will check to
because
see.
On
I believe it's only, right now, we don't have anything for just the Jagwing. We just advertised it on our main advertisement, our Facebook and Instagram.
MDI truck.
Our entire company. Yeah. So we just kind of do the Jagwing on there.
Well,
also,
on the MDI truck, I was just reviewing the MDI truck page with my social media manager. All right. I can see there's a lot of stuff from Western. So are you guys in contact with them, or what is it about?
So Western and also Boss are two snow plows that we are a distributor for. So those plows go on the front of your truck.
Oh.
Our plow goes on the side of our truck. So we're not actually
cooperating with them. Like
we work. Our design actually works in conjunction with them. So our plow, it goes on the side of your truck to add, to take a bigger pass of snow, so that way you can plow more at a time. Their plow
goes
on the front of your truck. So all
yeah,
the
I can see
that
picture.
For our Jagwing, when there's pictures of the piles on the front of the truck, those are either a Boss or a Western. Ours is the one on the side of the truck.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see the Western is right in front of a red truck. All right, and the Jagwing is on the side. But the chains
are so the one on the side is our, that's our pile. That's our design. So.
Okay, all
in
right.
In a way, we actually kind of work with them because it actually, it goes, you know, we don't install a pile on the side of the truck without one on the front. So it's either a Boss or a Western on the front, and then we're on the side.
And so you can clear the road better.
Yeah, yep. So we kind of work with them. So actually, we're not in competition with them. We actually work with them.
So it's shaking hands and working together.
Yep, yeah.
Okay, so they're not competitors about it.
Nope. They are with each other, but that's their competition. So Boss and Western are two separate companies that design their own plows, and they are.
And then you're a different entity, and you guys are a different company who just makes the side one.
Yes. And then we also are a distributor, so we sell Boss and Western too. So we don't make those plows, but we do sell them. Kind of like.
And then you get the commission out of it.
Yeah, so kind of like you go to a Ford dealership, they don't make the trucks, they just sell them.
Oh, okay, so they're selling the truck and the plows together, and then you come in with the side one, correct?
No, they just make the plow, and then we sell the plow to somebody who already has a truck. So, like, if, say, for you, if you had a pickup truck and you wanted a plow, you'd come into us, and, you know, we would give you an option of what your front pile would be in. If you wanted a side one, then we'd give you an option for that too. So we're more of an aftermarket upfitter. So we just
That's pretty amazing. That's awesome. All right, okay, well, what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and have a word with the team, because we do need to go ahead, because all of the front end thing has been done, now the content needs to be there. All right, because the content will represent the brand. It is written really good, all right, whatever was written, all right, but it needs to have a little revamp, all right, on the whole website.
Yeah,
so do you guys have
for the whole copyright thing?
Yes, so we better make sure that we are not being flagged or having any kind of strike on our company, all right, because of any of our clients, all right, because we're the ones who's creating the website, all right, so if we're creating it, then we have to go ahead and follow the guidelines of Google. And if we're not following it, then, of course, Google will have actions against us and you as well. So we need to go ahead and make sure about it.
So we want to keep as much of it the same as possible, but obviously, like you said, we have to change some of it. So we're going and we kind of find the minimum amount that we do have to change and change that.
Well, it will be whatever we do, we're just going to go ahead and send you a mock of it. All right, like what kind of a content has been written for the whole website, you can check. All right, you will be able to go ahead and check like what kind of a content has been written. And if you like that kind of a content, you can set it all up on the website. It might get better than we have right now, all right, because of the keywords. I don't think that there were keywords integrated into that. And I'm pretty sure
probably not. Because way back in 2003, I don't think that's...
Yes, because Google requires keywords, all right? Like snow plows for sale or anything like that, snow plows for a site or anything. Well, whatever people search on Google, it needs to be there in the content, all right? So it can be integrated and linked with Google. And if it's not linking with Google, then the website is all invisible. And the robot.txt file should be there as well, all right? So we need to go ahead and create the robot.txt file so Google and other search engines can crawl it. All right, and then we can go ahead and write the content for that.
Okay.
All right, so usually what we do, that is a service that we provide, all right, because you do not have any kind of professional content writer, then we do have to go ahead and allocate the resource for you guys. All right, so what we do usually is that we go by two kind of options, all right, because this is just a revamp, I will suggest you to go with the option one. For the content writing. Do you have any kind of terms and condition or privacy policy for the website written?
I don't know on that one.
Well, it is not, I suppose. On the previous website, if you can check, no, there is not any of it. All right, but if on the new website, because this is an upgraded platform for WordPress, then we surely need the sitemaps and the terms and condition privacy policy just to go ahead and save you from any kind of legal matters. All right, like if someone wants to go ahead and refund or anything about it, so you guys do have, because this is a company, right? The MDI truck is a company, and Jagwing is another company as well. So it needs to go ahead and have the refund policy or privacy policy, terms and condition of the product itself. And if it's not there, then of course people will have a little get skeptic, like, hey, why don't they have any kind of refund policy? And if someone comes up for a refund or anything about it, you will not be able to go ahead and protect yourself from that. So that's the whole reason for the content as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So we go by two kind of an option. If you want, I can directly talk to Pat, or you can convey my message so we can just go ahead and start with that, all right, because we need to go ahead and deliver this website because you need to go ahead and start doing business, all right, and we need to go ahead and deliver this website as soon as possible because that was already a lot of time taken, and we do have a limited resource that we have allocated for your project, all right, and we do want to go ahead and utilize it, and I'm pretty sure you're understanding what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, so we usually go by two kind of options for the content, all right? Second one is what I would not prefer you to go with right now because this is just a – and how long have this business been with you guys? Like how long you have been doing this?
18 years for the one – yeah, for the Jagwing, and the MDI has been probably 30.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's a – pretty old business, right?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So what I would suggest that, well, on option one is that is just a revamp for the website, for the content, all right, that we usually charge $2,000 or $19.99 or something like that for the option two. I would not suggest you to go by that for now, all right? What I would suggest you to go and stick with everything that is basic as of now because this is just a revamp of the content and it needs to be written for the privacy policy terms and conditions on all of the pages along with that. It needs to have a proper analysis and it needs to have a proper searching about the keywords as well because we need to go ahead and create the meta tags. We need to go ahead and create the sitemaps so Google can know and should know, like, this is the website and these are the keywords and this is the business that this website is providing, all right? So the option one, we usually provide it for $14.99, and option two, we provide it for $19.99. So I would not suggest you to go with any kind of option that is too advanced for yourself right now, all right? Because I do know on the back end what things happens and what guidelines we do have to follow. So according to that, we need to go ahead and write the content. As far as it's just a revamp, all right, and we will be changing a lot of the content. We will be writing the whole content for the privacy policy terms and condition. We will be writing for the contact us and the orders and returns and sitemaps. Sitemaps and robot.txt are the major thing that we need to go ahead and do. All right, so we can go ahead and come up with Google, letting them know, like, hey, this is the TXT file, this is the where the crawlers can go, and this is the content for the whole website. So let us know if it's good to go so we can set it up on the website. So that's how it's
okay.
Going to be. Yes.
So as far as the terms and conditions and the privacy policy, so do we have to hire someone to write that, or is that you guys are going to?
Well, we do have a team we do have a professional team who does the content writing for the whole website. All right, we will go ahead and send you a form like we send out for our website. There will be a form sent out to you guys for the content writing, so you guys can go ahead and fill it out and send it back to us so my writers and you guys can be on the same page so we can just go ahead and write all of the things as per what you want.
Okay, yeah. So yes. Yep, go ahead and you can send us that form and we'll get going on that.
All right, okay, so... All right, so it's going to be like $14.99 for the first option, correct?
We'll have to double-check with Pat on that one. So actually just
so can I
hold
speak?
Off on that one.
Well, because
yeah,
we do need to
I
go ahead and proceed on with that, so I just, yes.
Okay.
So that is the reason for me being on the call with you.
Okay, I do have to ask him a couple of things. Is there any way we can kind of finish going over this, and then I can ask him those questions and immediately call you back in like 10 or 15 minutes?
Yeah, of course. I'll be waiting for your call within 10 to 15 minutes if you can.
Okay, because I obviously
have to ask
him about that. And then, couple
Yeah,
other
because
things
I
to
was
look
just going through with the website and the progress and everything about it, all right? So we're merely done with everything that has been told to us. We're just left with some of the things that you just told me about, all right? And it will be done within 24 to 48 hours of time, all right? And the form and everything about it will be changed as well, while you can just go ahead and send me the additional information that I requested, that is the website's backend password. All right, so we can go into the website for the previous one and extract the additional information that is required. Other than that, we will be submitting a request to Google, all right, that we will be sending out a quantum for them to go ahead and review, because it might take them for a little bit of time to go ahead and review it as well. So we're just going to go ahead and make everything on time or before time as well. So that is the reason for my expedition of the process.
Okay.
All right, so if you can ask Pat and let me know, or ask him, or I can give you a call within 15 minutes. Will that be okay? And that I can talk to Pat about it?
Yeah. So if you want, what time is it now? It's 2:15.
It's 11:18 a.m. over here with me.
Okay, 11:18. So do you want to call me back at
11:30?
11:45. Actually, 11:35. Yeah, that'll work.
11:35?
Yep.
Sounds good. All right, I'll call you back at 11:35, okay?
Okay. All right,
well, it was really nice speaking with you, Josh.
Thank you, too.
Go on. Bye.